אם הוא נדף סמכי עמד א', בראתי דרב חיסדה, אמרי לו, בראתי דרב חיסדה לרב חיסדה, לאי בוי מר מיינם פורטה. Kind of Rav Chisda that he wasn't sleeping too much. He should sleep a little bit more at night. He was up the whole night learning. Omaloh, so he told his daughter, Hashta osi yoime da'arichi uktini v'neinum tuve. So Rashi says, yoime da'arichi, yomim shuhu bekeva arichi lishen. There will be plenty of time to sleep. Tzadikim b'misosim kruyim chayim mekayimim menose lishein ayofo. So then there'll be time to sleep. Uktini lasek b'teira b'mitzvahs. But then he won't have time to learn teira mitzvahs. So memele avshine, the shine he can push off for later. But now v'neinom tuve v'nishin harbe. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Anan Poyale Diyemome Anan. So the Ritva says Pshat, Ein Mishnaseinu Ela Bayoim. V'day loy la'odom Sheyikva Eis Kolshuhu L'Toyre B'layla K'dachsiv Agisa Bayoim Om V'layla. He held that the Ika Limud is Bayoim, and that's the Zman HaLimut. That's what he said. Anan payale diyemom anon. Rav Ache bar Yaakov, Yazif upora. So Rashi says, Yazif upora, Hoyo kaiveya loy lishneis kach vekach prokim bayoim. He had an incentive to learn a certain amount. So he made a kvias to learn a certain amount of prokim bayoim. She was also from Poyali diyamome. The ikas man alimud was bayoim. Boho yoro gulasik bayoim. Obo po omim shohoyo torud bimizay naisop. Bayoim upeirei kvias itoy balaylo. So that means also he held that the ikas man alimud is bayoim. But when he was unable to be Mekayim as Kviyas, so then there was poor Rabbalayla. Omar Rabbalozo, Habo min haderech al yispalo shloisha yomim. Shenemar ve'ekbetzeim el anor habo el avo v'nachne shom yomim shloisha. After we came to this nor, so then we rested 3 days, Va'avina ba'om. And then was able to, after a 3 day rest, is then was a zman of bina. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, V'nachne sham yomim shloisha, v'hodor v'avina. Mechlal da'at hashte, till 3 days, lehavi bina. The Masho asks on Rashi, if Rabbi Lezer would say, Habo min ha-derech al yoyre shloisha yomim, we shouldn't paskin. So the Mela says, it's very good. The Pasuk says that till 3 days you don't have bina. So the Mela, you can't paskin. But here he says, al yispalo. So vos geit miron da'at hashte lehav ye bina. Hotanish kein bina, so vos is. That's the Marsho's Kash and Rashi. So the Marsho wants to say that the Iker Tfilah is the Birches Amtzahayim, Choneinu Mihitcha Chochma Bino Vadas. And so Mamele, you can't be Mispalo. Dachsach Meir, the Marsho means that if that is the Chelik of Tfilah, so a person who Apiderech Ateve is a lav bar bine, because the Torah HaDerech makes that you can't understand. So memele it's a tefillah shov. I think that's what the Marsho means to say. So the kolzman is a lav bar bine, past it mispalo zayin yutches broches, and to be mispalo on bine when he's a lav bar bine. That's how the Marsho says pshat in Rashi. Agav ulche. This halacha yispalo gimel yomim, the Rishonim say, the Ritva brings down, loinemru dvorim elu ela bedoyres ahem, shoyolibom nochem, So Memela, there was a tremendous difference between the tefillah of a person who was not a Boba Derech and a person who was Boba Derech. So then was Al Yispalo. Avol Achshav, Benkach, Benkach, Ein Miskavnim, Umutav Shloit is Batal HaTfilah. So this halacha, that's how the Ritva brings down, is not Negeya Bizman Hazeh. The Iyan Yaakov is Ma'irah Ha'ore, about Koponim, the Gemara says, not Bizman Hazeh, Bizman, when they were able to daven, so then Abba Min HaDerech, it was did not mispalo 3 days, because he's a lav bar tefillah them. So he asks a very interesting kasha. He says, Yaakov Avinu was mesaken tefillas arvis. Vayivka bamoke. He says, mesaken tefillas arvis. That was, he was above a derech. Vayeitze Yaakov, etoch gegangen, ahin and aher. So here we say, al yispalo, he was mesaken tefillas arvis. So one teretz, he wants to say that Yaakov Avinu went with Kvitzis HaDerech. Kvitzis HaDerech does not have a dinner Bob HaDerech. He's with Kvitzis HaDerech. Then he wants to say a second very interesting teretz. It could be that's why Tfilas Alvis is a reshus. That means it was Niskan in Azman when he was Lav Bar Tfilas. So that's a Sazai Geblibn. So to Gemara weiter. Avua de Shmuel Ki osi beuchi loimatzli tlosa yoimi. He wasn't mispalo 3 days. I don't understand the Eitz Yosef brings down pshat in this memre. He wants to say avua de Shmuel is choylik and rabbeloza. Rabbeloza holds habo min aderech al yispalo shloisha yomim. Rabbeloza did not specify how long the derech has to be. Rabbi Lezer specified that Fakert, it was bombing at Derech, so 3 days afterwards he shot. He can't daven. He wants to say that Avua de Shmuel holds punk Fakert. I don't know if the Taitz is the Loshna Gemor, ki osa beuchet losa yoimi, if he was in a Derech of 3 days, then loy matzli. I don't know what right he has to be Mishanda the Seder. He said, it's a machloikis tak, Abu de Shmuel is chel kambaleza. Kozman was in a derech of shloi shiyomi, mistamaze gornish mit gornish. And the filo a derech of shloi shiyomi wasn't mispalo right away, but he didn't wait 3 days. That's how he wants to say pshat in Abu de Shmuel, but I don't understand where he sees this in the lotion of Abu de Shmuel. Shmuel loimatzli bebeiso de ispe shikre. Zogt Rashi, the isbei shikro, reyach hasheicho mishakrosa. So he felt that just like ashosu lo yispalo, so the reyach hasheicho had the same effect, and therefore he wasn't mispalo. Rav Popi lo imatzli bebeise de isbei harsenet. That's a kase de harsenet, it's a type of a fried fish. So also it seems this by harsene mishum reiche. The reich was matret him, so it wasn't mispalo. Oma Rab Chanine, kol hamispate biyeinoi, yesh boi midas koinoi. Zot Rashi hamispate biyein, shemefaisin oisoi al dovo, Umisratze, they want to be mefayesin. Umisratze kshetoiv liboy biyayim. When it's, that means when he's in a matzev of a toiv leiv, and then they want to be mefayesin on something, he's merutze. It means when he's in a good mood, he'll be merutze. Is yesh boy midas koinoi. So that's, bebchina vo halachta bedrocha, the Rebbein Shalom is also like that. Shenema. Vayorach Hashem es reyach hanichoyach, and he was mispayis. Reyach hanichoyach, v'amoran la'el, de reyche dumye de mishtayu, uchsi v'ayoymer aliboy, loy oisev de irzi. Is the Rehitis Loshon of Rashi, it would seem, that the Gemara is bringing a raya, that amispate biyenoi, that Yayin brings a person of Toiv Leiv, brings in a matzav of Toiv Leiv, so a person who's mispata b'yeinoi, So that's like the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Where was their Yainoi? So Rashi says, we said before, Vamor and Lel, the Reiche Dum Yidem Ishtayu. So Rashi is very schwer. There was no, Bishlam, if there would have been the Soch in there, Bishas, the Noyach was after he brought the Kolm, his Makrev Oilers. After he was Makrev the Kolm, then his Vayita, Vayochel, Noyach Ish Adoma, Vayita Kerem, there was no wine before, there was no Nesochim whatsoever. So the Rabbeinu of Hashem was Nisratze from the Reich Nechoyach of the Kolm. So what is Pshat and Rashi? Rashi tells Su, the Reiche, Dumi, the Mishtaya. Where was the Mishtaya by the Kolben of Noyach? The Marshos is, it doesn't specify, says Rashi is a Psezera Groise Deuchik. Lulei Divrei Rashi, Pshat and the Gemara is, the Yin Yaakov says Pshat as follows. Lav Davke Biyeinoi, Ela kol mi shenoyach lispatois im hu benachas ruach. So that's what the Gemara means. And he's namatzev of nachas ruach im is mispate. That's hareize yesh by midas koinoi. The Rabbi Nishlam was in a matzav of nachas ruach vayorach Hashem es reyach anechoyach. Nachas ruach shenasa ritzoyni. Then the Rabbi Nishlam was in a matzav of nachas ruach, and he was mispayis, and he was nishba vayem alibay loyoisit. And normally a person is in a matzav of nachas ruach b'yayim. Not that that reyach kishtiye. That the Gemara is only medame the dimyan when one is in a matzav of nachas ruach, then one is mispayis. That's how the Iyun Yaakov says pshat. The Marsho and the Chaim HaKodesh and this Posik say it's a little different shot. Rashi seems didn't have this girsa. The Gemara, we have this girsa. He says, Ha-mispate b'yeinoi. So the Marsho says, what shot b'yeinoi? Ha-mispate b'yein, what shot b'yeinoi? So the Marsho says like this. If, let's say, Reuven did an abla to Shimon. So if Reuven give Shimon Yayin, and then he's Mephayis him, that's one in you. If Reuven will give Shimon Shimon's Yayin, so he's not even giving him anything, and then he's Mispate, that's a Madrega, a Mispate b'yeinoi, that means he's giving him, Gitem Nish Egens, he's giving him what he possesses already, is Yesh by Midas Koin, because by the Kobonis, everything belongs to the Rabbi Nishloim, Hakel Shaloi. Va'afal Pikein, Vosat Noichem Shain Zugestelt. Everything is from the Rabbi Nishloim. Va'afal Pikein, the Rabbi Nishloim was Nispayis. So Memele, so that's the Chiddush of Rab Chaninim. Kol HaMispate B'yei Noi, Yesh Boi Midas Koin. That's how the Marshon, the Chaim HaKodesh, want to say Pshat Na Gemore. But we see Rashi didn't have this girsa. Rashi says a mispata b'yayin. So Rashi, so Rashi, daf me fashtem shat, ha Rashi loim shat in the Gemara. Oma Rabchie, kol hamis yashiv b'yayinoi, yesh boi das ayin zekeinim. Yayin nitein ba'ayin oisiyois, v'soid nitein ba'ayin oisiyois, Nichnas Yayin Yeitze Soit. So let us see what this means. So Rashi says, Hamis Yashiv B'yeinoi Sheshoise Yayin Ve'ein Datoi Mitarfosoi. That means the Yayin does not affect his intelligence. Is Nitein B'shiven Oishis Kachash Boine B'gematria Yeitze Soit. Nichnas Yayin Yeitze Soit. So the koyach of yayin is to be mezgaber over the das. That means a soy, the person does not want to be megala. The koyach of yayin is that it's mezgaber over, it's megala soydis, nichnas yayin v'yeitzei soyd. V'zeh zut rashi, hoyil v'lo yotzo soydoi. So it comes that his das was mezgaber over the yayin, shokalukis and hedrin shalayin. That means, so he is a strong das, he is a das of Ayin's Kainim, that could be Mizgaber and the Yain, that's Nechshav, that's Achshivis of Ayin, and that is Moitzi the Soit, Al Koponim, so if he's Mizgaber over the Yain, Yesh Boy Das Shal Ayin's Kainim. He says, the Gemara is only telling us the Gvure, the strong das that he has, that the Yayin is not Goyver over him. The Goyin Yaakov, God brings down a very, doesn't have to pshat in our Gemara, but the Etzem Inyan, Nichnas, Yayin, Yetzei, Soid, so he says as follows, we see that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Megalis Soidis to three Sugim. One Pasuk says, Soid Hashem Li Reyov. There's a second pasuk, ve'es yisharim soidai. There's a third pasuk, im gilo soidai la'avodav hanevim. So bekitzer, the Rabbeinu Shalom is megale soidai, soid Hashem, to yireim, yisharim, nevim. So that's nichnas yayin, these three sugim, the yireim, the yisharim, and the nevim, is yetzei soid. To these people, these sugim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is megale soidai. The Magolis Hayom and Sanhedrin says, he says, oops, he heard it b'shem agoy. That's nichnas yayin yetzei soid. Omar Rav Chonin leinivra yayin elo lenachem aveilim uleshalem scho lereshoim. He says that koyach that yayin has. So it was the tachlis of yayin on this world, that means b'emison, yayin his keiches rois, that's metarev dashel odom. So the tachlis why yayin was brought on this world was for two purposes. L'nachem aveilim, l'shalm scho l'reshoim. Shenema tnu sheicho lo'oived. So k'trashi, l'shalm b'yischa l'reshoim, she'shoisin usmeichin, Mekablin oylomon bechayeim. So Memele, they Meshalom Mosaynav Aponav Lavidoi. That was the Inyan of Yayin that they have. The oylom on this world. If I'm not mistaken, there's a Loshen Hamedrash. The Medrash says that there was once a chosid echad that he had a father, a shikir, and when his father used to get shikir, so the small children used to go, he used to lie in the streets, shikir the kahate, and the small children used to make fun of him and throw stones at him. The kids, so once this, it was a chosid echad, this was the son of the shikir, so once he was going to shul, and he sees another shikir lying in the streets, and the water was running on him, and the kids were throwing sticks and stones at him. And he felt that he has to show his father the vimos it is to be a shikir. So he goes home and he schleps his father. And he tells his father, kik vi a shikir kuk tois. And his father went over to the shikir and asked him, where did he get the wine? So yes, then, Tata, because of this, I brought you here. So he said, was, this is my ganz oilam habe. I said, dachsim, that's the lotion of the medrash. I mean, that's what Rashi says, makablan oilamon b'chayayim, that beinayim, that's tak oilamon, that's tak, that's the whole oilam habe. They're satisfied with it. Makablan oilamon b'chayayim. La'oived roshim. Zog de Gemara weiter, Oma Rabchonin bar Poppe, Kol she'ein yayin nishpach besoich beisoi kemayim, einoi bechlal broche. If yayin is not nishpach besoich beisoi kemayim, we'll see soon what this means, einoi bechlal broche. So then, he's not bechlal broche. Shenema, uveirach eslach mecho ve'es meimecho. Is ma lechem shenikach bekesef meiser, af mayim shenikach bekesef meiser. So we learn how to hekish mayim to lechem. It has to be such a, the Targum says mishtayim, imechas mishtayim. It means such a mashke that is nikach bekesef maisa. Umayniu yayim, because you need gedulei karke, mayim, you can't be koine mayim with kesef maisa. So kochoch, the main mecha is yayim. Vikakori le mayim. And the pasuk calls it mayim. So that's pshat in the pasuk, that the pasuk calls yayin mayim, so that's the broche. Uveirach, the broche is when the yayin is like mayim. In nishpach, bebeisoi ke mayim, ike broche, v'iloi loi. Let us see Rashi. Einei bechlal ha-broche, lehigia lesoif broche gemure. It is not considered a broche gemure, vaafilu hu osher bedvorim acherim. Shenikach bekesef meiser, shemuta leloikre bekesef meiser birushalayim. Hakal nikach bekesef meiser, chutz min amayim ha-melach, beperik bakel ma'arvim. Now, what does this mean, that it's nishpach yayin is nishpach kamayim? The Rama in Simen Reish Tzadik Vav and Hilchas Havdole says as follows. The noyegim lishpach mikoy shel yayin al haoretz. By Havdole, the minig is lishpach mikoy shel yayin al haoretz. The tam ha-shviche, so the Rama says damrinin kol bayis shein yayin nishpach b'seich b'seich kamayim eine b'chlal broche. And we want it to be nishpach kamayim, that it should be that the week should start off with a broche. So the Taz says pshat as follows. Loi nire li de tzivui chachomim lishpoich yayin. There's not a tzivui of chazal you should spill out wine. The other rabbi, yesh isa bezed, is an isa of baltashchis. The Gemara says that Gemara in broches, that there were tzinoiris that used to, there were tzinoiris of yayin running lifnei chosen v'kale, and Rashi explains over there that the tzinoiris that were flowing yayin, it was going into a keli. The yayin did not go leibud. There were tzinoiris that used to, yayin used to run out from it. That was a simen toy for a chosen v'kale, but they weren't ma'abed the yayin. The Taz brings this raya, if I count as a iser of ibud oichlem, ibud mashkin. So he says the zicher an iser to be ma'abit, to be shayfich yayin. Umishim hochi omar nishpach. It's got spilled. Kol she'ein yayin nishpach besoich beisoich kemayim. Not your shayfich yayin. It's onion of spilling wine. Nishpach, if it's spilled. So he says, so what's pshat? So he says, shelo yisragiz odom bebeisoy. That is pshat. That if wine was spilled accidentally, he should not get in katz, afilo im ye'ore loy hezek, dahainu shekvar nishpach yayin b'shoigik, al yedei shum echod midnei habayis, v'dalkon shel bnei odom lisragiz al yedei ze. That's the normal person gets angry. It's expensive. The yayin was expensive and memela person gets in kas. Bim einoi nechshav loy kemayim. So if Taki looks at the yayin according to its true chashivis, umisrages, so the Gemara says, and soita kobayi sheyesh bay roigesh usimin anis. That is not a simin broche. So the simen broche is if it does call bias that if it's nishpach, if it's ein yayin nishpach b'soich beisik kemayim einoy bechlal broche. That means if it bothers a person, if something of yayin was accidentally spilled, so that's a stirat broche, because roiges is a simen anias. But if it doesn't bother him, it's fallen, it's spilled already, and was kemiton wegen das. So Mamele and Emtus Nish Sim Harzen, so that's Vakert, so there's no Reiges, he's Mevata, that is a Mokim of Broche. That's how the Taz learns Pshat. The Rabbi Yankiv Emden says a different Pshat. Bianca Banden says that Nire the Lav Lishpech Leibut Kama, that he says the same thing like the Taz, the Iker Bizi Oichlum Mashkin the Osa, Vafilo Bahadam Rinin, the Gemara in Brachas, which mentioned before, Mamshich and Yayin Betzi Neiris Nechosim Vekala, Perish Rashi Shemekabo Neisim Bekalem, Kosh came Baal Med the Osa La Abdoi, El Nishpach Leklish. So Nishpach, he doesn't learn the way the Taz says that by, it was accidentally spilled. But Nishpach means it was poured, likli lishtiyakoma, that they drink yayin instead of mayim. Kimayim, beli tzimtzum ukpeida al hashir. Vachainu loshin gemore, shafich chamro lenochim, there it means he poured wine. Lahanish fruchoi kishavchisu chamre. The nikra kli she shevchem boy hayayin American al yodil kliacher mashpech. So memele the loshen of pouring by yayin is called a loshen shviche. So that means that is a psabroche, that if you don't have to be karg in the shti is yayin, you drink yayin kemayim. So memele that's a broche. That's a broche. The Chedush Miri Dachsmi says pshat that when aniyim come, that is the beverage that is served. Nishpes b'soich beisoi kemayim. Aniyim b'nei beisecho, and then the yayin is served for the aniyim, that is the bracha. Zogte Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Loi, b'shloishe dvorim odom nikar, b'koisoi, u'bekisoi, u'bekasoi. Omri lo af besochekoi. Zogt Rashi, Odom niker im hogunu, bekoisoi im datoi miyusheves olov b'yeinoi. So he's niker bekoisoi. The Ian Yaakov wants to say pshat, or the Joseph wants to say this pshat, that a person who has midas rois, he could hide it. It's not niker. But what if it's bekoisoi? If he drank wine, so then we have a klal, yetze yayin, nichnas yayin yetze soik, then we see his pneumias. So he says, so if we don't see anything from after drinking wine, so it's one of the two. Either he doesn't have midas rois, or al kaponim, we see that he is a das of avayin zakenim. So that's what we see by koisoi. That's a Rashi learns pshat. He wants to say pshat. Bekisoi, when a person has a chesaron kis, then usually he can't control himself. So if you want to see what his true colors that they are shown by a chesaron kis. Or the third bekasoi sheni kavden yoisam idai. And he wants to say again, Bekasoi, a person is Nizgala, so Memele, Odom Nika, that's Pshat, he can tell his true colors in these three, Inyonim, Kaisei, Kisei, Bekasoi. For Omri Lo, Af, Besochekoi. Besochekoi, the Rabbi Yankim Emden says Pshat, that Hu Simin Shtus, Im Soichek, Yoiser, Midai, Bepepa suach v'keil tzolil. Our person laughs, besides the iser of ozi molei schoik pinu, the person laughs loud, bepepa suach v'keil tzolil, that's a simen that, it's a chasoran in his intelligence. Zogte Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Yisrael v'nochri bepnimis, Be Israel bechitzoina. You can look in the Perish Chai. Perish Chai, here's here a picture that we have here, two chatzeres. The chatzer apnimi, there are two deyorim there, a yid and a goy. In the chatzer achitzoini, there's one yid. So nachamu, Omar Yehuda Mara, Yisrael, you have two chatzeres, a chatzer pnimi and a chatzer chitzoini. Yisrael v'nochi b'pnimis. You have a Yisrael and a Yid that are living in the chatzer apnimi. וישראל בחיצוינה. In the חוצה החיצוינה, you have a ישראל alone. בו מייסה לפני רבי. So now the שאלה was, does this guy offer? Now, let's just refresh our memories. We had in the beginning of Perek Hador, we had a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Meir holds Hador im ha'akum b'chotzer. If a person, one person is living together with a goy, so he's not allowed to carry from his house to the chotzer. The akum asos. And the only etzah is a goy is alav b'arev, so you have to be soicher the rishus from the goy. That is what Rav Meir holds. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Lo Oilam Einei Oiser, Ad Shiyu Shnei Yisraelim Oisrim Zelze. That a goy will not aser if he's living together with one yid. No, you have to have two yidin living together. And the two yidin are Oisrim Zelze. And in order for the two yidin to be permitted to carry from their houses to the chotzer, they have to make an eirik. So now that you have Shnei Yisraelim or Yisrim Zel Zeh, so if you have a third person living in the Chotzer that is a Goy, so now this Goy will Aser. He says, one Goy and one Yid according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will not Aser, but two Yidin and one Goy, then it will Aser. The Gemara, this is the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph explains the Machlokes as follows. That Be'emison, that diris akum loichoshev dire. That really, that what Chazal asserted, that the Mamachayev and Eruvi Chatzeres, if you have two diorim in one chotzer, so it's considered, I'm taking out from one reshus to another reshus, this does not apply by a goy, because diris akum loichoshev dire. It's not considered, I'm taking out to a different reshus because of the schusim that the goy possesses in the chotzer. No, Chazal did not want that a goy and a yid should live in one chotzer together. Shema yumid me myself. So therefore, they put a stumbling block. They wanted to make sure that it'll be very uncomfortable for a yid to live with a goy in one chotzer. So they said he has to rent from the goy his reshus in the chotzer. And a lot of times the goy won't be cooperative. And Mamela, so this will, give the yid a cheshik to move out of this neighborhood. So Bekitzel, they did not want that a yid to live with a goy shema yulmed me myself. So therefore they said he has to be soiched the reshus each Shabbos from the goy. Now the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is as follows. Rav Meir holds that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds that it is a milsa de lo ishchiche that one goy should live together with one yid. A yid would never live together with one goy. Why? Because a goy is choshed on shviches domim. So vivet metrefen naps a yid zalem tzazaman, one yid to live together with one goy. So it's a milsa de lo ishchiche. So if you have such a case that you have one yid living with one goy, so milsa de lo ishchiche le gozru bei rabbonu. So there they did not make the gzeira of shema yulmed mi maisav. So there you don't have to be seicher reshusay. That is what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds. The Rav Meir holds that even though it's a milsa de lo ishchiche, it's also gozru bei rabbonu. So memela, one guy and one yid, also there's a chiyuv to be seicher reshusay, and if he's not seicher reshusay, so he's not allowed to take out from his bias to the chotzer. That is the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Now let us go to Agamor. Yisroel v'nochi b'pnimis. So we have here a chotzer pnimi that is living one goy and one yid. Then we have v'yisroel b'chitzoyna. We have a yid living b'chitzoyna. There's only one yid living in the chitzoyna. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Yisrael v'nochi b'pnimis, shtei chatzeres, zu l'pnimis zu. V'ohoy eloi l'ben pnimis, trises horegel al ben hachitzayne. And the b'nei pnimis, the only way they can get out of the reshus harabim is walking through the chitzayne. So the chitzayne was a chotzer that the yid and the goy were doiris through the chitzayne. בו מייסה לפני רבי, ועושה בחיצוינה עד שיסקר. די עשר בחיצוינה, ועושה בחיצוינה עד שיסקר. He told them that the chיצוינה is not allowed, the chיצוינה, since the guy has drisus regal in the chיצוינה, so he has to be soicher reshusa, and Cosme wasn't soicher the reshusa of the guy, he's not allowed to be moitzi mi beisoy lechatzera. Lifnei Rav Chiya v'osa. So they asked the chiceina to be moitzi mi beisoy lechatzera. Yosef, Rabbe v'Rav Yosef b'shilei pirke d'Rav Sheshes. Rabbe Rav Yosef was sitting at the end of the shiur, the end of the drosha of Rav Sheshes, so Trashi la'acha shesiyem ha-drosha, so Rav Sheshes was left over, and Rabbi Rav Yosef were there also. The Yosef Rav Sheshes v'koma keman omro Rav l'shmaite. Rav that said this halocha, that it's also, who does Rav hold like? Kerameya. He holds like Rameya. So Trashi, the loiboy shnei Yisraelim oisrim zelze. You don't need three Yisraelim. If he asked, he holds like Rameya. So one Yid and one Goy, so the Goy asks on the Yid. That's what Rav Sheshe said. Kalchish Rabbe Reishe. Rabbe nodded his head. Yeah, gerecht. I mean, if they asked, if Rebbe asked, so that's like Rameya. Omar Rav Yosef. Trei Gavri, Rav Revi, Kirabonon, Litu, Bahai Milse. Rav Yosef couldn't get over this. You have two Gavri, Rav Revi, that are making a gewaldige toys in this halacha, that they're saying this halacha is going only according to Rav Meir. Ike Rav Meir, Lomo li Yisrael b'chitzayna. They asked. So why does he say Yisrael b'chitzayna? They asked the Yisrael b'chitzayna. So Rav Yosef l'cher meant to ask like this. If the reason of the Yisr is because he holds like Rameya, so don't talk about the chitzayna. Say you have a Akum and a Yisrael and a Chotzel, so the Yisrael is also. The chitzayna l'chayra, there's two going. There's a Yid and a Goy going through the chitzayna. So l'gabi the chitzayna, you have two Yidin and one Goy. So memele, so why did he speak about a chitzayna? Why did he speak about a chitzayna? He said, the Sfas Emes explains that the way Rav Yosef understood them now, that they held that the Pnimi is also Asa. Because it's going according to Rameya. So he says, and the Chitzayin is also Asa. So he says, so why did they have to speak about the Chitzayin? Let them just speak about a Pnimi. Let them say the Pnimi is Asa, and I'll figure out about the Givis, the Chitzayin is Asa. So why do you have to speak about a Chitzayin? Since he spoke about a chitzayne, is a raya that davke the chitzayne is also, because in the chitzayne there's two yidin and one guy, but the pnimi would be mut. That was pshat in Rabbi Yosef's kash. Frechtes vasem is, but what's the kash? He's telling me about a bigger revuse. He's telling me a revuse, ain't a chanami. Mitzad echad the chitzayne is killed in the pnimi. It was mochomer than the pnimi, I mean. Because the chitzayne has two yidin and the pnimi has one yid. But mitzad acher, the chitzayne is killed in the pnimi. Why? Because in the pnimi, both of them are living. You have a goy that's living together with a yid. So he's telling me that the goy asks on the yid. In the chitzayne, there's no Goy living with the Yid. The Goy only has Drisus HaRegel with the Yid. I would think perhaps Drisus HaRegel doesn't answer at all. Maybe the Shema Yil made me myself that Rav Meir was Geyser was only if they're living together. Stamazoy, he passes through. Maybe there's no Yil made me myself. So Memele, so the Sfas Emes asks on Rav Yosef, so what's Rav Yosef's Kasha? Why did he mention the chitzayne? He wants to tell me the revuse that Drisus HaRegel also asks. And for the Sfas Emes, Mamon of Sheikh, if he holds like Rameya, and one guy asks and one eat. And he wants to tell me that Rises HaRegel will also answer, so let him tell me a mice as follows. You have a goy bipnimis, you have a yid bechitzoyne, and he'll tell me that the goy will answer on the yid finish, and now I know everything already. I know that on one yid a goy also answers, and I also know that not only Diris Akum answers, but Rises HaRegel shall Akum also answers. And since he did not say it in such an oifen, so it's that was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. So Vaistoy, since he mentioned the chitzayne, the Vaistoy that told Yisrael is only on the chitzayne, and the chitzayne is also because there are two yidden and one goy legabi the chitzayne. That was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. On Rabbi Yosef, trei gavri ravri v'kerabonon litu b'hai milse. Ike Rab Meir, if Rab holds like Rab Meir, lomo li Yisrael bechitzoyne. V'chi teime maise shohoyo kachoyo, enachanami taket. The etzem aloch was really, they asked on the pnimi, and that's holds like Rab Meir. No, there was grad achitzoyne also, the asked the chitzoyne also, but it wasn't a oisketrach the maise. It was a maise shohoyo, that's how the maise was, and they asked everything. But that's not true. Boboi mi name Rav. They asked from Rav, Pnimi bim koimoi mal. They asked Rav the Shaila, that what aloche is by the Pnimi. Va'om alohen muta. And he said that the Pnimi is muta. So what do you see from this? So we see from this, that he doesn't hold like Ramei. If he would hold like Ramei, the Pnimi bim koimoi, so you have a yid and a goy living together. So it should be mutter. It should be also. And he said it's mutter. Is a raya he holds that he doesn't hold like Rameya. So that was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Rabbi Yosef's kasha was that they made a terrible mistake. They're saying that it goes according to Rameya. According to Rameya, the pnimi would be also. And Rabin said the feirish klo that the pnimi is mutter. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yosef, the elamai ke Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So it's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ha'omar ad shushnei Yisroim Yisraelim oisrim zel ze. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says in the Mishnah that if you have two Yidden which are oisrim zel ze, so then the din is as, then the halacha is that the goy asel. So you have to have shnei Yisraelim oisrim zel ze. And this yid who is in the pnimi, since it's a regel hamuteres bimkoimoi, if it's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so the yid that's in the pnimi is permitted to take out from his house to his chotza. So that's a regel hamuteres bimkoimoi, which does not asa with his drisus regel b'mokim acher. So mainly you don't have Shnei Yisrael and Moisrim Zel Zeh. So why, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, did they ask the Chitzoin? They shouldn't ask the Chitzoin either, because it's not Moisrim Zel Zeh. Let us see Rashi, Zogt Rashi, Kirameya, V'leiboy Shnei Yisrael and Moisrim Zel Zeh. You don't need Shnei Yisrael. Kachish Rabbe Reishe, Hoide Lidvor, Lama li Yisrael bechetzayne de bo'inan shnei Yisraelim. We need two Yisraelim. Pnibi bim kaimai bechotzer apnim. Ismael hoitzim ibeisi lechotzer de Yisrael de shayle. Oma lehen muta alme loy osar elo bechitzayno. Shershu shnei Yisraelim shelet esbo. So it's not according to Rameya. So the Gemara asks, what do you think is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Oisrim zel ze, v'han yilav oisrim zel ze ninu. One does not ask on the other. The omri rabbonon b'shili pirkin. Regel hamuteres bimkoimo, if bimkoimo, he's permitted to carry. Einoi eisere shaloi bimkoimo mishim drisus a regel. V'av al pi shaloi irvim. Avil didn't make an evil bichatzeres, he doesn't answer. So it's not oisrim zel zes. It's not oisrim zel zes. Avil according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it also, the goy shouldn't answer. And for the Gemara, elo kerabekive. No. Rab holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and like Rabbi Akiva. The Oma Regel Hamuteres Bimkoima Oiseres Shaloi Bimkoima. So let us see Rashi. The Elo Rab Rabbi Akiva Sfirle. Vahavelu, so Rabbi Akiva holds that a regel hamuteres bimkoimos, even though this yid is permitted to be metaltal in the chotzer apnimis, fendesvegen hilasel shaloi bimkoimoi, so therefore vahavelu shnei Yisrael moisrim zelze, hilkach osel nochi alayu. So now we understand now the whole thing. That it's speaking that he holds according, he passes like a bekive, a regal amot, because of the nochi. Should be also because of the Israel. Omar Rav Huna bereide Rav Yeshua. Lo ilom, Kabbalah ben Yaakov. So he explained. It tackled the way Rav Yosef said. It's speaking according to Kabbalah ben Yaakov. Uch Rabbi Akiva. Why do you need the goy? It is speaking about that the pnimi was ma'arev together with the chitza. So memele, so now the pnimi does not asar on the chitza. So memele, so if there wouldn't have been a goy, there wouldn't be any problems. Aber mit time of the kenochi da osam. Aber leke nochi lo yos, if there wouldn't be a nochi, it wouldn't be osam. Zogt Rashi, lo ilom, kabbalaza ben Yaakov. Mishim hochi pnimi bimkoimai muta. Therefore the pnimi bimkoimai is muta. Vechitzoim osa. Mishim drises lag the pnimi krabbe kive. Vekiven da osa rolei. Since the pnimi asas da chitzoim havalu. Havalu bechitzoine shnei Yisrael moisrim zel ze. Omahani nochi levatale aseruven afilo irvu. Be like a nochi ki irvu shari. So that's how Rav Yosef said, pshat, plamaise, it's going according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, aliba de Rav Akiva, and it's irvu. So you have oisrim zel ze, but they made an erib, so now the nochi yas. And it's only also bechitoyne, because you have there, Shtei Yisrael Moisrim Zel Zeh, and in the Pnimis you only have one Goy and one Yid, so it's Mut. Zog to Gemara weiter. Boi minei Rabbi Elazar Meirat. Yisrael v'nochi b'chitzoino, v'Yisrael b'pnimis mal. What if the case is punkfakert? We have a Yisrael v'nochi b'chitzoina, v'Yisrael b'pnim. So what's the shaila? So the Gemara explains the shaila as follows. Mal, hosom taime, the first case, we said that the nochi will asar. First case we said that the nochi will asar on the chitzoina. Here the shaila is, here we also have the same shaila, the nochi asa and the chitzoina, because the yid has drisus areg. But here he has a different shaila. What is the shaila? The shaila is as follows. Ha sometime, in the first case, mishum de shchiach de daya. We had mentioned before that the sfora of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov did not asar by one and asar by two, is the sfora is because them since Agzeir Hashem Yulmed Mimaisa, but they were only geyser when it's shchiach the diet, when it's shchiach that a yid should live with a goy, so then they made the Agzeir. So by chad it's loy shchiach, and by trei it is shchiach. So therefore, by trei they asked, and by chad they didn't ask. So, so now the Gemara says as follows. Hosom taime, mishum de shchiach de daya. Now the Gemara is going to go, first we're going to speak about the pnimis. The pnimis, in the first case we had a pnimi and a chitze. A pnimi that was a nochi and a Yisrael. Hosom taime, mishum de shchiach de daya. This yid and the pnimi will live with the goy. Why? ay agoyes choshush choshu dan shvichas domi der milsas nochi, the nochi is scared to kill him. Why is the nochi scared to kill him? Because if he's going to kill this yid, the sova hashta osa Yisrael, the yid is going to come to me. If I'm going to kill this yid, but Omar Ali is going to ask me a shayla Yisrael bahave gaboch heichet. He'll ask me, where's that yid that was living together with you in the chotzer? So he won't be able to answer him. Because what he'll say, he left. I mean, if he would have left, so the chitzayne would have known about it. So since the chitzayne didn't go through the chotzer achitzayne, we're speaking about there weren't any helicopters in those days. They'll accuse him for killing the yid. So Mamela, so therefore, this guy is scared to kill the yid. Now, if this guy is scared to kill the yid, so then it's shchiach that the yid should live together with the guy. Now, if it's shchiach, so therefore, so we have here a matzav that it is shchiach to live together with the guy. So Mamela, then the guy asks. Avol hocho, but in the second case, is like this. In the second case, we have in the Chitzayne, we have here a Yid and Goy. Now, here the Goy is not scared to kill the Yid. If the Pnimi is going to come to the Goy and approach him, he says, where's the Yid that was living here? Amin Elei, Nofik Ozelei. So the Goy will tell him, he left. He went out. So since this guy is not scared to kill the yid in the chitzayne, so memeil already, it's not shchiach to live with such a guy. If it's not shchiach to live with such a guy, then a guy doesn't answer. Oidilme hochinami mirtis, the sova hashta osi Yisrael b'chozle. Maybe he's scared. Not he's scared that the yid will approach him After the Yid in the Chitzayne got killed, because that is an Eitzit. The Yid might come while he's in the process of killing him. There's a Yid that has Drisus HaRegel to this Chotzer, so he might come while he's killing him. The Chozili. Yeah. So Memele, so could be, so he's scared to kill the Yid in the Chitzayne, so Baita then it's Shchiach for them to live. So Mamela, so then the guy will ask him, Omalei ten lechochom v'yechkem oit. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, v'mirtas nochi, in the first case, the guy is scared, larges Yisrael hadorim oi b'pnimis, the sova osa Yisrael v'chitzoyne v'tove lemine. He's going to ask me, where is that yit? V'leimetzina lemeim alei nofak ozilei lebroi. The Omali have no fake and no chozilei. He'll tell me if he had left, I would have seen it. Now be here, the Gemara clear the Shaila. So what is the din? So he told them, ten lechochom v'yech kamoit. That, ki heiche de hosam osa, ochinami osa. So what did he tell them? So he told them here, just like in the first case, the goy is scared to kill the yid in the pnimi because of the chitzayne. So then in the second case, the guy is scared to kill the yid in the chitzayne because of the yid in the pnimi. Even though in Yisod, it's only in this chotzer, there's only one guy and one yid, al kaponim, he's scared to kill him because of the yid in the pnimi. That's the mahalach and the gemara. L'chayre, p'saher ashtikol ha'ore, the Gemara seems to hold that it is only asa, a guy will only asa when it will be shchiach to live with the guy. When it's not shchiach to live with the guy, so that's a milsad lo shchiach, le gozal bei rabona. So now, the Gemara had a sofik, if the Pnimi can protect the Yid in the Chitzayna. The Gemara had said, maybe the Goy will have a Teretz on the Chitzayna,
They will have a teretz on the chitzayne, that the chitzayne is not here because he left the chotzer. So l'chayre, according to this tzad, that it is not shchiyach for a yi to live with a goy in a chitzayne, so l'chayre, it wouldn't be shchiyach for a yid to live alone in the chitzayne also, because the goy might come and kill him. The guy might come and kill him. The Gemara didn't know the svara that the yid might go and catch him while he's in the midst of killing him. The Gemara didn't know that svara. So why in the reisha is the chitzayna also it's a milsa deloy shchiche on this tzad that the yid that's a pnimi cannot protect the chitzayna from getting killed by the guy? So why was it poshut to the Gemara that it's called a milsa de shchicha in the reisha? Rav Tuvia Hamer told me a geshmak eteretz. There's a svore in the Sharetzion. The Sharetzion says that a chitzoyne, the Sharetzion is speaking about a shaila that it's a psagada shita sarambam. But if you have a goy that's a pnimi and a yid that's a chitzoyne, so the Rambam holds that this goy will asar on the yid. So the Sharetzion wants to say a svore, why is it that way? So he says like this, because the yid is not scared to live there, since he's not living together with the goy. The goy is in a different chotzer. He has drisas haregel. You're only scared to live in the same chotzer with a sheifach domin. That a sheifach domin should have a drisas haregel in my chotzer. We're living two neighbors. So the yid is not scared. Aber leidach gise, yilmed me myself, he will be able to. So the Sharetzion says a svore that drisas haregel, if a goy only has drisas haregel, the yid is not scared of the goy. So it's beautiful. So in the first case, it's shchiach, none of them are scared of the goy. The pnimi is not scared of the goy because the goy is scared of the chitzin. The chitzin is going to approach him. Where's the pnimi? The chitzin is not scared of the goy because he's not living with the goy. So therefore, we have a case that both of them are not scared of the goy. So both of them are not scared of the goy. So then it's a milsa de shchicha to live together with a goy. So then the goy asels. In the sefer you had in the chitzoyne, you have a yid and goy living together. So there the Gemara had a shaila. Is it shchiach for the yid and goy to live together, since the pnimi cannot approach the goy in the chitzayin and tell him where's the yid, because the goy is a teretz, he left the chotzer. Or maybe not, maybe he'll catch him in the process of killing. And the Gemara's maskon is that this is also a milsa de shchicha to live together with a goy if there's a yid in the pnimi. Let us see Tosfos. Hosom taime mai mishum de shchiach de daya. So the Gemara says in the first case it's shchiach d'daya. That means that in the pnimi is not scared of the goy because chitzayne will approach the goy if the yid is not around. V'im taima faktaisus amer de kekashe kiven de shchiach, since it's shchiach for the pnimi to live. For the pnimi to live with the goy, im kein pnimi bim koimoy amay mutter. The Gemara had mentioned before that they had asked a shaila from Rav if the pnimi has to be soicha the rishus from the goy, and Rav said no. Amay mutter. The ad kan loy shori Rav Elazar ben Yaakov yochid bimokim nochi el mishum loy shchiach de daya. But here, since we just said that in this case it's shchiach, so since it's shchiach, so therefore the goy should aser on the pnimi. V'yeshloima emphatoys v'skiven the roiv pa'omim chad loy shchiach loy plug rabbonon v'shor bekul. That the Chazal made a loy plug. That means even though you saw it's a goy that's living with one yid. So most of the times that's a milsa de loy shchiche. So even though over here it is a milsa de shchiche, but it's loy plug that doesn't answer. Being time out, see, what are you telling me? There's a loy plug now. That means even though here it's shriach, but since it's chad, so the guy doesn't answer. Frektach toisves im kein amai kami boy layavol hochamine. So let's go into the second case. In the second case, the shaila was now is it shriach for the chitzayna to live together with a yid? But in the chitzayna, really you have two yidden. You have two yidden and one guy because the pnimi has drisus a regel on the chitzayna. So if you tell me there's a light plug, so what's geit miron? What's geit miron that it's loy shchiyach, but there's a light plug? So say the same svara. Since normally by two it is shchiyach to live with a guy, so afilu you have two that it's loy shchiyach to live with a guy, it also wasa. In time him came, I can be boy lay avoloch amina, it's loy shchiyach, nehei de loy shchiyach, me come back him litza. It should be also the loy plug rabbonon bechol trei b'makim nochi. V'yishloime de lechume loy omad de loy plug. He says, you only said lekula loy plug. Lechumra, you didn't say loy plug. Abol kaponim, that is shitas taisvis. Taisvis is, so if you'll have achad v'shchiche, you'll say loy plug and it'll be mutter. You have a trei, the loy shchiche, then it'll also be mutter because you don't say loy plug lechumra. Tum Yehama was ma'oire. We had a gemara before daf samach gimel amid beis. Let us just see the gemara for 1 minute. The gemara says on daf samach gimel amid beis there was a ma'ase as follows. Ahum mevoi davidaya boy lechomon baristik. There was one guy living in a mavoi. So the Bnei HaMavoi wanted that he should be masker his rishus. Also, Amru Lai Labai. So he told the Bai, we have a problem. We can't carry in this Mavoi because this guy is not meiger his rishus. Amaluhu Zilu Betilu Rishusaychu Legabichat. All of you should be mevatel your rishus to one person. So Memelitz considered you only have one mishpacha living in this mavui. Havala yochid b'makim nochi. So memele, so now you have one mishpacha with a guy. The yochid b'makim nochi la yosa. I says, in Lomdus it's considered all mevato their issues. So there's only one door. There's one Yiddish door in this. There's one Yiddish door in this mavui. So memele, so finished. Amrulei, so the yesta baya shaila. Midi hu taime, ele de loy shchir de dairi. Tak in Lomdus you have one door. But the whole reason one door is mutter, de loy shchir de dairi. Because it's not shchir to live with a guy. Vahoche hoke dairi. But here it is shchir. Amrulehu, kol betulei reshusayu, gabi chad milsa de loy shchir. As I said here, it's also a milsa de loy shchir. That's what the Gemara answered. Aber kaponim weist ois from the Gemara. Let's go back to the kasha. It would be a milsa de shchir to live with a guy. So even though it's called one yid with one guy. But since it's shchiach, it should be yosef. So lechayra, that's not like our sugi over here, that Taisva says that the Yisei loy plug, that even though it's shchiach, it is still mutter.